Hallelujah. Now, we're never too grown up, are we? Amen. So let's open our Bibles this again to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 tonight. We'll continue our study in the gifts of the Spirit. We'll start verse number 7 tonight. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all.
Yes.
So when this manifestation comes, it's for the benefit of everyone. So that gift that God's given you isn't just for you, it's for the benefit of others. Amen? So when we look at manifestation or something manifesting itself, look with me at Mark chapter 4 tonight. Mark 4. Jesus gives us a parable of the kingdom, verse number 21. And he says in verse 21, and he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. God doesn't have a bunch of secrets. Amen? God wants us to have revelation and understanding. He's not hiding things from us. Sometimes it's like hide and go seek. The Lord's hiding something from me, so I have to go seek it. No. You know, God gave you and I the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen. If we allow the Spirit to help. How many know that sometimes we just don't depend on the helper? Amen. We depend on our selfer.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. So when we're looking at this tonight, we're going to look at verse number 8 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. And tonight we're going to look at wisdom and knowledge. And, but first, we talked about last week, we talked about the diversities of the gifts. We talked about the differences. We talked about the distinctions. And this is kind of identified in Isaiah, when the prophet Isaiah was prophesying about the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So look with me in Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah 11, before we get into the wisdom here, so we can set a foundation for where we're going. We have the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. We have the Spirit of Christ, okay? I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. All right? Galatians 2:20, right? The prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 2, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. That's the diversities. The Spirit of counsel and might. That's the discernment. And I was asking the Lord, I was going to speak a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge and discernment tonight. But the Lord spoke to my heart about doing discernment all by itself, because it's probably one of the most important gifts we can have, discerning what's from God and what's not from Him. Amen? And so as we look through this, I'll probably end up at somewhere with this sermon, but, and then the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and that's the distinction, and that's, we're going to look at that as knowledge and obedience, knowledge and obedience, amen? The fear of the Lord is to obey Him, amen? So we want to start first with the word of wisdom is the mystery. The mystery. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Should be your first filling, should be the mystery. Again, we're speaking by the Spirit of God. Verse number 6, we'll start there. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. But you have to go down to verse number 10, where it says, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen? So when this word wisdom comes, and it was a wisdom that really couldn't be understood without the Holy Spirit. Amen? So as we're looking at a word of wisdom as it comes, it's the manifold wisdom of God. And if you look with me in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, which is you and I, the body of Christ, the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, and whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at your tribulations for you, which is for your glory, the Apostle Paul says. But we're looking at the manifold wisdom of God. The manifold wisdom of God is manifested to you and I. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse number 24. He says, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Amen? You know, sometimes, what he wants us to understand is everything. He says in his word, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, James 1:5, ask God, for He gives liberally, and He upbraideth, or He holds it not back. Matter of fact, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. God doesn't want anyone confused. The adversary is the artist of confusion. God does everything, does it decently, and He does it in order. Amen? So as we're looking at this, and we're looking at the wisdom of God, it's managed. Look with me in Colossians chapter 2. Verse 1, we'll start reading with verse 1. He says, for I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them in Laodicea, and for as many as I have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and in all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Remember, it's not hidden from us, because we have the Spirit. And the Spirit searches the deep things of God. Amen? Are you with me? So he says that this is the message that we hear. Is the message is this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 15. The Word of God says, "In the count that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, have written unto you." You know, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or the woman of God may be thoroughly furnished to all good works. Amen? So in the atmosphere, now sometimes you say, well, Pastor, a word of wisdom, when you're looking for the wisdom of God, a lot of times even business, if in your job or in your workplace, and you're faced with a circumstance or a situation that you don't have the answer for, most people seek someone's help instead of seeking the help from the Lord. What we got? Oh. Jesus said, in Matthew 16, he said, 33, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Amen. So when we're in this arena, there's men and women that are filled with the Spirit that have wisdom. I have wisdom. Right? Gray hair is wisdom. All right? You know? Not that God can't use, God uses everyone, but I've been through a lot. And people with gray hair have been through a lot. And just because our technology may not be up to date, the kids are quicker on this than I am. They're quicker on the computer than I am. But most of them don't seek the Lord. They're looking for answers everywhere but from Him. And the thing about it is He has the right answer. He never has the wrong answer. Amen? So we serve the one that has the right answer. Why do we seek everywhere else before we go to Him? And then all of a sudden, when it doesn't work out, we say, "Oh man, I don't understand. And Lord, why did this happen to me?" And the Lord says, "Well, who told you to go through that door?" "Well, you know what I needed to do." Amen. So when God lays it on your heart, you know, there's people that have wisdom, and it's not just gray hair. God can use a youth for wisdom. God can use whoever He chooses to work through. And it isn't only in this arena. You know, the church at Corinth wasn't in church all the time. Okay? Amen. They lived lives, and they had lives also. Amen? And the body is to be effective and be out, be available for everyone all the time. Amen. Amen. I met a young man this afternoon, and had a meeting with a young man this afternoon, and I didn't have his answers, but God did. And the Holy Spirit did. And the answers that were spoken was from Him and not from me. Amen. Amen. So God has everything we need. for every circumstance and every situation. You know, sometimes we get ourselves in a box, and we're the ones that got ourselves in the box and said, let's not blame God because I got myself in a fix. Amen. Because a lot of times the decisions that I made is what put me in my fix. And if I was seeking the Lord, I wouldn't have ended up in that place where I ended up. Amen? Amen. In case you're wondering, I got this shirt today for my birthday yesterday, so I'm wearing it today. My daughter's an Eagle fan, and so am I, and we won the Super Bowl, so I was pleased to wear this shirt today. That's right. It took a long time. Amen? But she made me happy. Amen? And the adversary tried to bring me a birthday gift yesterday. He brought like a tornado up to the hill yesterday, the day before yesterday, whatever. Amen? So I got to pick up sticks. It used to be fun with the little ball, but...
Uh-huh. I think it's interesting about some of the teams, you know, when they lose, we say they lost. But when they win, then we always say we won.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what, Greg? We're all winners in Christ Jesus. And there isn't a loser in the room, right? Amen? Amen. And you know what? We're not winners necessarily because of what we've done, but we're winners because of what he did. And what we're depending on and having faith in is the finished work of Calvary. Amen? And all these things are coming from the finished work of Calvary.
Amen.
Jesus said, I have to go so the Holy Spirit could come. Amen? Amen? So next, see, we have knowledge, right? The word of knowledge. Knowledge usually calls, here's the thing. When you get a word of knowledge from the Lord and you obey it, it becomes wisdom. But when you have the knowledge and you don't follow through with it, there's no wisdom in it. That's where he says that faith without works is dead being alone. Amen? So it takes our action. And faith is an action word, all right? It's an action word. I'm putting it to practice. So look with me back to Solomon. He was pretty wise, right? He could have asked for anything, and he asked for wisdom, which gave him everything. Amen? Some say, well, why did he just ask for the wealth? Because he asked for wisdom. And this is the word of wisdom. Proverbs 15:2, we're talking about knowledge now. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright. All right? The tongue of the wise uses knowledge right. But the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. But perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. You know, so when we're talking about knowledge, we're talking about the knowledge with, he said, knowledge in the fear of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 11:2, which we said was knowledge and obedience. So this is, first, is the response. The response. How we respond to the word. Just like you're a school teacher, right? If you teach your students something and they don't follow what you're teaching them, it doesn't benefit them, does it? Right? And the same thing is in life and through the word of God. Amen? It also brings revelation. Revelation. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 17, the Word of God says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom in revelation and the knowledge of Him. Revelation comes from the Greek word apokalypsis, which means uncovering or revealed. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. Amen. So we have this response. We have to respond. We have to obey. When we obey, we get revelation, okay? Because the word's applied without application. It's just like having a paintbrush and a gallon of paint and a wall. Unless the brush is dipped in the paint and applied to the wall, it's not going to change nothing. Amen? You can stand and look at it all day. Amen? But your wall isn't going to be transformed. Amen? It's going to stay the same unless you apply it, unless you put it to work. This calls for us to have readiness. Readiness. In Philippians, my wife thinks I'm OCD. I had this all laid out, and this morning I changed everything on it to go with the RRRRs and the MMMMs. She just laughs at me. Yeah, it's just like, amen. So in Philippians 1:9, he says, in verse 9, he says, "In this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." Amen. You know, so we respond, we get revelation, that gets us in a state of readiness. Okay? So look with me in Colossians chapter 1. I'm a Bible thumper. This is the raising. Raising the level. Increasing. Verse number 10, he says, "That you may walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, studying to show ourselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then we're strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness." In other words, if I'm not walking in knowledge and wisdom, I'm not operating in the fruit of the Spirit. And if I don't have the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith, everything gets to me. In other words, things should not ruffle our feathers. But there's a tendency in the body of Christ that everything ruffles our feathers. And it shouldn't be so. Amen? It shouldn't be so. In other words, In other words, if we get up in our morning and we thank the Lord for the day, and we give him praise and glory, and we do a little devotion. You don't have to do like me. You don't have to go 3 hours, but 5 minutes. And spend 5 minutes in the Word before you start your day. You'll react to your spouse a little better. You'll react to your workmates a little better. Things will change. Things will begin to transform. Amen? And then everything that happens, when something happens, like something comes against me, the Father reminded me that I already forgave them before it ever happened. And if I already forgave them before it happened, it doesn't have an effect on me. The problem is this. If it affects me, it affects everyone around me. Have you ever been around somebody you know they're not in a good mood, you try to stay away from them?
Whoa, how are you looking at that?
Right? The truth of the matter is, because they haven't spent time with the Lord and they haven't spent time in His Word and recognize that the Word stirs the fruits of the Spirit up inside of us. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, you know, we have this knowledge, but this knowledge isn't any good if we do not apply it, if we do not put it to work. Most people in the world are not looking at what you say. They're looking at how you react in the midst of adversity. Not when things are going right. Everybody can say, hey, hey, hey. Amen? But when the storms of life comes, right? Amen? And what does the Lord say? Well, this too shall pass. It's only for a time. It's only for a season. Amen. Don't let it grow seed in you. So he tells us we have to be in a receiving mode. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10. This is what the Holy Spirit gets me in this area. Verse number 26. Hello? The Word of God says, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Now, God isn't saying you're unforgiven because you've been forgiven. But that sin's already been covered in the blood of Jesus, and you gotta forget, you gotta confess. Unconfessed is possessed. Yeah. You know what's wrong? What's wrong with your wrong by saying, "Hey, I was wrong." Hello. Sometimes Jesus said this. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Sometimes I take the fault when it's not my fault to bring peace. Because what's the matter? What does it matter whose fault it was? If it's causing anger and discord, who cares whose fault it was? Amen? Amen. Truthfully, it was my fault that Jesus went to the cross of Calvary for my sin. And he took it humbly on the cross for me and that, for me. And if we're like him, sometimes we're to be the peacemakers. Amen? In other words, this is wisdom. This is knowledge. And not that God can't move in different circumstances and situations. God, show me what to do, where to invest, what to do here, what to do there. I mean, I have men of God that speak into my life and women of God that speak into my life. Amen. And there's those words that come and I only have one checkpoint for it all. Does it align with His Word? Because if it doesn't align with His Word, it isn't from Him. And if it isn't for Him, it's not for me.
Amen.
And if it's not from Him, it's not for you.
Amen?
Amen? So God wants to pour out supernatural wisdom to us. You know, God wants us to recognize that We can walk in the blessings of the Lord. Blessings, it comes from the Greek word makarios, which means well off. Well off. Abraham, because he had trusted God, he was well off. He was blessed. And God declares us blessed. Amen? 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 So, in other words, what we're saying tonight, hey, there's the Spirit will give us a word of wisdom, will give us a word of knowledge. Amen? And the Spirit is manifested. It becomes. In other words, we have to take those things that are spoken and put them to work and watch it bless. Amen? Let's all stand. We'll shake off some dust. Hallelujah. You're all. Stand, please. Hallelujah.